Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hey, good evening, listening audience, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell. I'm already like in a place I can, he dead and already met us. So if he don't do nothing else on this broadcast, Dr. Cheryl, he'd already met us. He's already present. He's already speaking. He's already moving. There is an air of excitement, and we haven't even really talked about anything other than just praying and getting into his presence and just trusting God to do whatever it is that he wants to do on this evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome again. Tonight we are blessed. We are tremendously blessed to have with us as our guest Dr. Cheryl L. Richard. I've never met her face to face. We've only encountered each other via telephone. Cheryl is on the other side of, I'm on the east, she on the west. She's on the west coast, I'm on the east coast, but we have the same daddy. When we get together on the phone and when we have our little conversations and our little sessions and, you know, iron sharpening iron and one empowering the other, God just, he just shows up. It just is real easy when you have a kindred spirit. And it's especially such a God thing when it's somebody that you've never laid eyes on. I could pick her out because of her pictures, but I've never embraced her. I've never held her hand. I've never, you know, give the sister bump on the show. None of that. But in the spirit, we connect so easily, so very easily, that I just bless God. I bless God for her tonight. Cheryl is with us on this evening. This is a powerful woman of God, listeners. She's done great things and doing great things. She has a couple of projects that she's working on currently. But we're going to talk about this evening, the Magnificent Mess Maker. If you log on to Blog Talk, you can read her bio for yourself. Cheryl can share with you a little bit more about who she is, the way the Lord leads. But, Cheryl, we want to thank you for being with us on this evening.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Valerie. And it's kindred spirits we are, absolutely. I feel like I've known you for a lifetime, and I'm just grateful, thankful for you. I am so thankful for this opportunity to share today with everyone about Magnificent Messmaker, because it's about real life. And yes, you know, if there's an opportunity for me to share more about myself, I would be happy to do that, but my bio information is there, and we have a brief time, so if it's okay with you, I'd prefer for us to go ahead and dialogue and just engage in conversation with our listeners, and time permitting, then I can share more about myself, but I would really love to share about this whole Magnificent Messmaker purpose, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we do have several callers on the line. I want to encourage you that if you've got a friend, a family, or a foe that is in a place right now where they feel like they've made some wrong decisions, like they've made a mess, and they're in a dark place, not understanding what to do, can I encourage you to call them on the phone, send them a text message, tell them to call in right now, to call in and be empowered with this conversation. And I never really ask callers to do that. But tonight I'm asking you to reach out to somebody because somebody else needs to hear this other than you. You know who they are. So reach out to them right now. Tell them to dial in at 323-927-3014 and be empowered by this conversation. So, Dr. Cheryl, what prompted you? What prompted you? When did you hear from the Lord regarding Magnificent Messmaker? What's the drive behind that? Because I love the title. I love it. Share with us how that came about.
My messes. Just, I was a mess myself. And then in many parts of my life, you know, we all experience messes in one way or another at some point. But I had been through so much in my life, especially since about 2010. It just seemed like every major area of my life turned upside down. And the thing about it is most people did not know. Very few people knew what I was dealing with, what I was going through. And it was because of my hiding it, really, because I, most of my life, people have expressed their view of me as being polished, so to speak. And so I've had my challenges, my delightful challenges with perfectionism, which we know is unattainable. And so I tried to attain to perfectionism, and it's just not possible. And I was so afraid of people, of people seeing the unmasked Cheryl, the Cheryl that was so, to me, different. They saw me the way they saw me, but I didn't see myself the way they saw me. And fortunately, Pastor Valerie, people tend to see me the way I believe God sees me. And that's very encouraging for me. I'm really grateful for that. And so that's just helped to strengthen my faith. But what happened was these things, they come to culmination at some point. You know, we're human. We can only, you know, take holding everything in for so long, right? And so I knew I needed to deal with this. And I won't get too much into the personal aspect of it, but I knew I needed to deal with this. It was very heavy on my heart because all the while I'm crying out to God, asking him to use me, and then praying and asking God to show me me and then show me the woman of God he created me to be. And he began to reveal me to me and partly through revealing more of himself to me in ways that I had never seen or known him. And so my heart, I really opened my heart to him. And if I do get a little emotional, please just bear with me.
Amen.
But what happened was in prayer, I prayed about someone to help me through whatever I was dealing with and how I could use my life experiences, my message, to help other people because I know it's not just me. I know I look at people, even in ministry, even in the pulpit, and I see what appears to be sheer perfection, and I know it's not so. And so I could relate to that. I could personally identify with that. And I just thought, wow, you know, we're in this together, and we've got to do something about this because it's really hurting us. It's affecting our health. It's affecting our marriages. It's affecting our work, all kinds of relationships. And we're suffering in silence, and we don't have to. And so I just thought, my goodness, people tend to, they God bless people that they view me the way they have because it's meant so much to me. But I finally said, God, use me. Use me. Let the people see the real deal, what I'm dealing with. And despite all these challenges, and I will say, I mean, I'm divorced, married and divorced twice. I was a teen mom, And one of the bigger changes in my life is right when I started my doctoral program, my marriage fell apart. And I told God, I know you don't think I can do this right now. And God, because of his merciful grace, he would not let me give up. He would not. And I knew God was ministering to my heart. And so I said, God, okay, if you will do this through me, I will yield. I will be a vessel and let you do this. And that's what happened. And it got me through, God got me through my doctoral journey. And there was no time turning back. And all the while, I stood on 1 Chronicles 28:20, that basically says be strong and courageous, you know, and don't fear. God's with you. He's not going to fail you or forsake you. And so I stood on the scripture and stood on, and I stand on it today for everything I do because it helps me through.
Amen.
That said, I prayed about someone to help me, to talk to me. And so I engaged with a coach, and her name is Kate. I'll just say that in case I have to reference her again, and I don't want to keep saying coach. But I let her know that God and I pretty much decided that I'm coming out. I'm not going to be quiet about the struggle because the struggle is real. The struggle is real. So, yes, I, you know, made it through my doctoral program on, you know, Dr. Cheryl. I'm a professor. I have
these things that I've accomplished, that I've done, but I'm me and I'm still human and I still make mistakes and I still deal with messes and I still struggle. It's just that I don't quit. I don't give up. And it's because of the grace of God that I don't. And it's like, yes, Jesus is in messy places. He sure is. He is with us in our successes and in our messes too. And when we grasp that and realize that, I think we are more willing to face our messy situations to get through them. And so in talking with my coach one day, she drew it out of me. She's good at what she does. And she knows how excited I've been just to serve the Lord and to do, you know, for him to use me to make a difference in people's lives. And so I told her about feeling inadequate. I was just going through a period where I was challenged with inadequacy, feelings of inadequacy, just not enough, just not worthy. And I've come to realize they were a lot self-imposed, and partly because of pride, but it's real. It was real, and it was holding me back. I wasn't giving my all. I couldn't because of this. And so I shared with Kate that she asked me what I was afraid of, and I said, I'm afraid of messing up publicly. You know, that people seeing me mess up in public. And she said to me, you know what? It sounds to me like you need to get out there and mess up. And without me even thinking about it, I said, that's it. I need to make some messes, some magnificent messes, without even thinking about what that really meant. It has turned out to manifest as what we now know as magnificent mess maker. And it's, you know, the slogan is learning from our mistakes and messes while loving our magnificence and successes. Because life goes on, right? We're going to fall down. We get back up. We dust ourselves off. And we help somebody else up. Pastor Valerie, this is so important. We don't have to go it alone. And we're trying to go so much alone because we're trying to please people when we need to be trying to please God.
I know I poured
a lot out there, but I'm like, you know, What are you thinking now? Anyone on the call who wants to chime in, Pastor Valerie, how do you want to,
absolutely.
Do this? I'd be happy to ask
one
for questions or anything.
If you have questions, anytime within the dialogue, you can press one and we can bring you live. But, you know, as you were sharing about just making the mess and the fear, because I had fear, and I used to dialogue with God. Is this fear of failing or fear of success? You know, what am I really afraid of? Because if I'm trusting you and I'm doing things according to that which you've spoken, why is the fear? And so, yeah, I struggled with that for years. And my end product, as you know, was my reality revealed. You know, that I'm letting you know, I made some messes. And then behind that, the seeds I've sown. And behind that with my sister, I am his daughter and still working. Hear me roar. I made some messes. And they have been magnificent in that they have cultivated an atmosphere and an environment where I can look at what I've done and not only be empowered to know what adjustments need to be made, but also giving other people an opportunity to say, hey, you may look at Valerie and see one thing, but this is what Valerie has come through. This is what God has done to get her to this place. So regardless of where you are and what you've done, there's still greater that awaits, but you have to be willing to recognize. And that's the thing that I love about this when you said it was intentional. And there's a lot of times when people do things that are not intentional, but they have to be able to see how that plays into their process.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, part of what you're saying is that, you know, you said it actually earlier, God still moves in messes. And he will do mighty things through us if we will allow him, humbly allow him to do that. Because God uniquely created each one of us with gifts, you know, those talents and abilities. mm-hmm. that only we have to do what he's created only each one of us to do. No one else can do it. It's very unique to us. And that has a lot
Amen.
To do with this too, because I really do want to help draw out of people that goodness, that godliness that's in you to do what God created and called you to do. And you don't have to go along. You don't have to be perfect if you're not. And you don't have to be afraid of judgment.
Yes.
And that's one of the things
yes.
I feared. I feared judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Amen.
Or public ridicule.
Amen.
I did. And it
yeah.
it was a showstopper. It was a delay because it wasn't a showstopper because we're here talking about
yes.
this now.
Yes.
Because this
Amen.
Is coming to fruition.
Amen.
There's no stopping
Amen.
Now, you know. It's like that faith. Faith is often a test. Our faith walk, yes.
Yes.
It's often a test.
Yes. yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you know
yes.
what? We don't pass all tests. And that's a good thing sometimes. Because if we do, we could get a little beside ourselves, a little ahead of ourselves. And then where do we go from there? So there's always room to grow. And frankly,
yeah,
we are going to deal with mess, even if it's sitting with somebody else in their mess.
Yeah, amen, 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 amen. I you know, as you're talking, you know, we've got several callers on the line, but I think that all of us at this very present moment can look at our lives and be like, oops, ooh, oops,
mm-hmm.
oops, oops. But this, because we should be confident enough in ourselves and in our relationship with God that we can acknowledge, because God knows. But we
mm-hmm.
should be in a place where we can acknowledge, you know what, I made a mess with that because the Holy started mm-hmm. to put my own spin on it and I did it this way and now I have a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God, what do I do? It's something about our relationship with a father that when we are connected with him such that we can repent and we can acknowledge, God, I made a mess. And he says when you can confess your faults, when you can confess your sin, then he can work with you. But if you acting like, whatever, guess what? You're not going to learn from that. Because
mm-hmm.
all you're doing is just sweeping it under the rug, sweeping it under
yes.
the sofa. You know, you're trying to stick it in the corner and acting as though it's going to go away, but it's not going to go away. And God wants mm-hmm. us to be able to deal with this, whatever this mess is, to deal with it, recognize its purpose, and grow from it because there's greater that he wants to give us. And like you said, we don't pass everything. But in order for us to get to that next place in him, in order for us to get to that place of fulfilling purpose, we got to retake some tests because, Lord
mm-hmm.
have mercy. You know, Dr. Cheryl, I can imagine that for you, going through the transitions of life that you've gone through, that at any point, while you were going through, you thought that there would be a day like this where you
right.
are Dr. Cheryl and you have Magnificent Messmaker and you have other projects and you're a professor and an author and you speak into so many different lives. You would have thought, oh, that I'm never going to obtain any of that because I made a mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. You're absolutely right. And honestly, I've spent most of my life running from things that God wanted me to do. And you know why, Pastor Alex? Because I didn't feel worthy of it because he's such an amazing God.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned and realized, yes, he is an amazing God, and he's my heavenly Father, and he loves me, and he's not going to turn his back on me ever. He
mm-hmm.
is a gracious God. It's his grace that sustains us. And we try to do so much in our own accord, and we need to do what we do in his sufficiency through his grace.
Mama, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And trust
wow.
him. And trust him. We got to trust him. And that is so hard, but that trust grows as we spend time with God and in the Word of God, honestly. Get to know him.
Yes.
get to know him, and just, you know, we hear a lot about courage. And courage is really not that complicated. It's really just stepping out of our comfort zone. One little baby step can make a huge difference in your or somebody else's life.
Yes.
And when we step
Amen.
Out of that comfort zone, we can access God's strength. Because God's not going to come meet us in our comfort zone. He's not trying
right.
to keep us in our comfort zone. He's trying to help us to grow.
Yes. Yes.
So he's with
Amen.
Us always. But, you know, and I mentioned I was a young mom. I was a teen mom. And so I was ashamed of that for a very long time. And I'll never forget, I spoke at a Take Your Daughter to Work celebration or conference or something at work many, many, many years ago. And it was men, women, a few, you know, some other children. And I can tell you when I finished, I was a nervous wreck. And when I finished, there was not a dry eye in the place. Everyone could relate to some aspect of that story, of that struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And that really was my first powerful experience with not cleaning the mess out of my message, if you will. Because that's what we
Amen.
Want to do.
Amen.
We want to make our mess pristine clean. Well, they could lose, you know, a little stinging, some effectiveness if we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that mess could be just what somebody else needs. That message might be what somebody else needs to take their baby step.
Amen. Amen. Ooh, God, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, that's why, and the Word tells us, you know, it's our testimony sometimes that makes a difference in other people's lives. And when we have overcome circumstances and situations and been empowered to make impact in lives of others, I tell people you should feel responsible to share that. You know what I'm saying? You should feel responsible that what God did for me and now does through me, I can't keep quiet about this. I've got to tell somebody.
I can't.
I've got to tell somebody because I'm looking at too many people with their heads down. I'm looking at too many people who have a fear all over their. Too many people that have their shoulders hunched over. And I'm looking at too many people that wear sadness and wear masks and all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
I need to let somebody know what God did for and through me. And because he has no respect of person, if he did it for me, you know, acknowledge some truth about who he is, and let's see what he'll do for you.
Yes. And it doesn't mean that we never fear anymore. I can say about me, I've chosen to fear less. I don't live a life of fear. I have decided to be brave. To be brave, not in just going forward and what God's put on my heart to do. And I believe it. I know it's for the kingdom of God because people are suffering so much. But brave, we can choose, make a decision to be brave and step out. It's not easy, but it's things like that, the feelings of inadequacies and, you know, failings and shortcomings and setbacks and feeling unworthy, like we're not enough. And I encourage each caller, each person who shall hear this message, you are worthy and you are more than enough. We serve a gracious God. Allow him to move in your heart, in your life, and take a step out of your comfort zone. And if you're in a good place right now, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. You know, still, let's do some introspection, you know, and let's reach out to others. Look what's happening with our young people. Look at the rate, the unprecedented rate of young people taking their own lives because they're so lonely, they feel so alone. They're dealing with so much that they're not talking about. And in this workshop, originally it was just going to be women. The first one was just women, but we had one precious teenager there who opened our eyes and hearts to so much, and that was by the grace of God that she was there. And so the workshop now on the 26th of January is for girls ages 15 to 18 and women. So we can open up and learn with and from each other. We need this because the enemy is using silence in relationships to do a whole lot of damage, and we've got to stop that. And we don't have to try to control him. We just got to do, we just need to do what we need to do and be the innately relatable people God created us to be.
Questions for Dr. Cheryl, listening audience, you can press 1 and I can bring you live. Amen. We have a caller. 702 is your area code, the last 4 are 2938. Welcome to the Empowerment Place. You have a question? Oh, I'm sorry. This was 804, last 4, 8494. Welcome to the Empowerment Place. You have a question?
Good evening. Yes, I do. Good evening. Have a question. Did I hear you say or make a reference to sitting in someone else's mess?
No, not sitting in their mess, sitting with them while they're in their mess.
Okay. Could you expand on that a little bit for me?
Huh? Excuse me?
Supporting them in their mess or supporting
them
as they go?
Yes, supporting them through their mess while they're in their mess. So you're supporting them through that time, through that experience.
So I guess my question was in an instance like that, if you recognize it to be a mess and they don't, how would you proceed?
If I recognize it to be a mess and they don't?
Yes, ma'am.
It's not so much as – go ahead, please.
No, I was just going to say because, you know, sometimes we don't want to see our own stuff. Other people can see it clear as day, but I guess sometimes we have on those blinders or those shades, so we really truly don't see it or we don't want to see it. So how would you continue to support in an instance like that?
Well, it's not necessarily just those instances or even those instances. It's more so... and that's a really good point, by the way. We're not owning or by any means condoning, you know, a consistent unhealthy behavior, especially regarding, you know, messes or mistakes or anything of the like. What we are doing is we're availing ourselves to people who want the support, the help, the prayer, the encouragement, inspiration, or whatever it may be. Now, for loved ones or friends or, you know, sometimes we share our observations if we're invited, if that's okay. But we're not imposing. We are imparting, but we're not imposing by any means. And my point is just that there are a lot of people in the world who are struggling alone. And my message is you don't have to. If you choose not to, if you're having a hard time with something, or if this is something you're not dealing with or something you want to do but you're not, for me, for example, to do something for God. But at the same time, I was holding back because I didn't want to be public. And I didn't want to be public because I didn't want to be seen as a failure or as a mess up. And so I have a support system, and people have helped me through this. I didn't go through it alone. Does that make sense? Or am I addressing your question?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Okay. Did you want to say anything else or ask anything else?
No.
Is there something on your heart? It just sounds like, and I don't want to pressure you, but if you're fine with what I've shared, that's okay. And even if you want to connect offline, we can. But please, I encourage you not to take on somebody else's situation. They need to, you know, to deal with it, but you can, and not just you, collective you, can be with them and support them and encourage them without taking it on. Pastor Valerie, did you have anything you wanted to share?
No, just because I know the caller, she is an advocate in the lives of many working in social services. Having the ability to see and recognize when there are, it could be defined as a mess. Her role is often such to navigate, and I'm just speaking, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I have a good overview. But her position is to help individuals navigate through situations to get to a healthy, whole place. But when you are dealing with individuals who don't want to acknowledge their mess and who are not comfortable with dealing with their situation as being a mess, yet you on the outside looking in can see that, I think maybe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Prophet, but it's getting to that place. How do you navigate that? Because we do often, whether we are a leader in the market or a leader in ministry, we have the ability, sometimes the Holy Spirit will reveal truths to us about the individuals that we are in company with.
Yes.
So recognize that there is an area of weakness or a pitfall, whatever you want to call it, a mess. And you know, is it for us to acknowledge, hey, I recognize that there's a mess right there. Are you going to do something about it, or are you just going to let that mess sit there on the floor? And I think that's a part of something that we share often when we recognize it. You don't see that pile of mess down by your feet. You know how you go in somebody's house and they'd be like, oh, come in, and you see all this mess in the corner. Yes. You'd be like, Do you have a room, and what are your dustpan? Can I get this mess up? But they act like they don't see it, like that's normal for them. And so come on in and have a seat, and yeah, I got a pile of mess in the corner, but that's how I live my life. But, you know, being a change agent, you want to say, hey, come on, let me help you with this. But what if they don't want that? What if they don't want to acknowledge it? You know, what space and place does that put us in to help? And, you know, whether we're, however, we're sitting aside, sitting in the room, you know, how do we navigate that? So, Nina, did I articulate that thought correctly?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You did it.
And that's what I thought. I really did, you know, assume something along those lines. And like I said, we don't want to impose. We want to impart. So even in those situations, now it depends on the relationship too. That's an important factor, because we don't want to impose. So if it's someone, you know, a loved one or someone where we have that kind of relationship where we can express that, then, you know, we deal with it at the way the situation will allow us to respectfully. Now, from a coach's perspective, I tell you, I would ask permission. I would, in conversation, not with someone I don't know altogether, but giving the opportunity, I would ask permission. If permission to share about an observation or just to offer assistance or something, but I would not necessarily impose. And so even like with the workshop, Magnificent Mess Maker, if I know someone is just having a hard time, for example, I know someone who is having a hard time. She's just, you know, been struggling with being out of work and not finding work, and she's been hard on herself, and so she was giving up and, you know, just not wanting to just losing her steam. And so I could say to her, you know, we're going to be talking about just staying the course, what it's like to go through a tough time, and to, you know, some things we can do and think about to work through them and how we might stay the course. What kind of support do you need? How can I be there for you? But if the individual doesn't want the support, if they don't want someone else to be there for them, and especially if they don't acknowledge their situation, there's nothing we can do about that. So there's some accountability in that. Responsibility and accountability. Now, we can pray, you know, we can pray, but even prayer takes action.
Absolutely does. Absolutely. Is there another
because
question
we
from our other callers? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No,
Cheryl,
callers,
I'm sorry,
please.
For cutting you off.
No, callers.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Any other questions or comments? So, Dr. Cheryl, share with us. You're hosting a Magnificent Messmaker session soon. What does that look like? What would someone expect to receive from a workshop with Magnificent Messmaker?
It's very interactive. It's going to be a mix of women and girls, as I said, and we are going to engage. You know, the first workshop that was in September, I learned a lot, and it was just amazing. That the openness, the transparency, the vulnerability among the people, the women, the young lady who were there. And so I got some real helpful feedback. And so for this one, it's going to be even more interactive, more opportunity for us to connect, for us to relate and engage physically and verbally, you know, conversationally with one another. So there's going to be that open discussion. There will be some artwork, you know, some creativity, just to get us outside of our normal, our usual. But it will be fun. It will also be real and raw. We'll have free giveaways. But we're going to cover some pretty worthy topics, I'll say. And some of those are healthy relationships, and that's so important for us as teenagers, as young girls, and as women. We'll talk about the different transitions in life, whether it's from one period in school to another, for example, high school into college, or transition from college into a career, or from, you know, one kind of a relationship into another. Just the transition can be really affect our lives. So if we could help to be prepared for those by sharing, just in our engaging and sharing of our experiences. And then a couple of other topics are education and career. And as a professional, both of those resonate with me. And then we're going to talk about health and wellness, because I am all about change, behavior change that lasts, or sustainable behavior change. That's what the Word of God is about, if you think about it, change. It's about change.
Amen.
We say, from grace to grace, glory to glory. So there you have it. We're going to cover these different topics and engage in some creativity, some interaction, and have those free giveaways. And that's about the sum of it. Just begin to be there with and for one another, and realize we don't have to go through things alone, and that we are not the only one who's not perfect, and we're not the only one who goes through difficult times.
Amen. 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 Yeah, I need a T-shirt. I'm a Magnificent Messmaker.
We all.
I need a T-shirt.
It's like, okay, it's coming. It's coming.
Amen.
It's coming.
Amen. 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 Amen.
You know, Pastor Valerie, I have what I call the triple threat: transparency, transformation, transition. Because this for me is huge. Transparency, because my guards were up. You were not going to see me. And I am being transformed, praise God, and transitioning. I'm going through all of these at the same time, and it is an amazing experience, and I pray that it continues to help others to change lives for good.
Amen. 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 And that's what it's about. You know, yours is Magnificent Messmaker. Mine is My Reality Revealed. I'm sure there's some other names on the line of individuals who know that they have a purpose, have been purposed by God to make an impact in the lives of others, to help grow and expand the kingdom of God here on earth by empowering people with truth. And we have to be transparent. We have to be naked and not ashamed. We have to be willing to go through the process of being transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you stated, we have to be ready for change so that we are able to transition into the newness and the wholeness that God has awaiting us.
Amen.
But if
you're too shy to
tell the truth, and you know you don't want to go through the process, you want to murmur and complain and come up with excuses, and then, you know, if you want to do all those things, then maybe you're not ready for Magnificent Messmaker. Maybe you're not ready for My Reality Reveal, because you're stuck. And until you're ready for change, until you're ready to be transitioned and transformed, then the transparency is not going to happen. So you have to make up in your mind, am I ready to acknowledge the fact that I've made a mess? Am I ready to own up to the fact that I did some things that were outside of God's plan? I made some decisions based on my own intent. And so now I'm dealing with consequences, and I don't like the way that it feels. But am I willing to say, God, please forgive me, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me? God, now I'm ready to go the path, because the word declares that the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. God, now, because I've come to you and I have a renewed mind and a renewed spirit, and I'm ready to serve you, I've given you my yes. Now, God, I'm ready to travel the path of the righteous.
Yes.
I'm ready to travel and do those things. I'm ready to take the steps that you have set before me. God, I won't go to the left or to the right this time, but I will stay on that straight and narrow path so that I'm able to fulfill the mandate that you placed on my life. God, now I'm ready to look at what I did in the past and recognize that I was a magnificent mess maker, but now I've taken every opportunity from those messes to give you glory and to give you honor and to give you praise and to empower someone else to now live their best life, because I know what you did for me.
Amen. And that's what it's all about. And God gets all the glory. He gets all the glory. So, you know, when we decide, you know, we are resilient. We can endure and persevere resiliently. And keep God in everything. Truly seek his will in all we do. And he will direct our path. And he will make sure we have everything.
Amen.
When we do what God has called us to do, he's going to make sure we have everything we need to do. That's why he said he equips us, right? And he does.
Amen. Amen.
He equips those he has
called. Amen.
So I thank you, Pastor Valerie, for this opportunity. And
you're welcome.
Pray that lives are blessed.
Amen. We've got a few seconds before we close. Last 4, 5, 8, 2, 1. You're live.
Hello.
God bless you. Hello.
Yes. Good evening, ladies.
Hi.
Good evening.
You got a few seconds, Pastor. Tori.
Okay. I just wanted to say quickly, with regard to the mess maker, as well as your reality revealed, being a part of both of them, I attended the Messmaker, and as well as being a part of the Reality Revealed Bible study. One of the great things I think about both of them is that even if someone thinks they may not be ready, when you're around people that have the same issues, and maybe not your specific issues, but the fact that someone else is struggling with being a mess, and then you realize that you're not the only one, sometimes it opens up your heart and it makes it a little bit more easier. And I did find that. I witnessed that at Messmaker, even with myself, that once you hear other people's stories, you realize that you're not the only one, and that kind of empowers you a little bit. And so just encouraging people, that someone that's listening, not, even if they're not going to be attending the Messmaker, but anything like that that helps you, that's what our testimony is for, is when we let other people know that we too have been there and done that, and look what God has done for us.
Yeah.
Then he can also do it for themselves, because sometimes in the middle of our mess, we're in a bubble, and so we don't realize that we're not the only ones that's going through.
That's right.
So I just wanted to encourage anybody that was listening that even if you don't feel like you're there, you know, maybe get to somewhere, some kind of village, something that you can hear somebody else's testimonies and realize that you too can overcome them.
Amen.
Absolutely. Amen.
Amen.
That is so
Thank
true.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Wow, Pastor Cheryl. Look, Pastor Dr. Cheryl, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
thank you for having
me. But, yeah, we're still live. Thank you so much for sharing with us tonight, for sharing with the world, Magnificent Mess Maker. Please, on Facebook, when we finish, if you would just go and put your website and any other pertinent information regarding Magnificent Mess Maker and your other projects, so that people can, you know, learn more about you and the great work that you're doing in the kingdom. We are so grateful to be. I believe that the Lord has some things in store, some great collaboration in store for us moving forward. Listeners, as always, we encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. If you have questions about this show or any of the shows that we've had, feel free to reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. You can find our page, The Empowerment Place, LLC, on Facebook, or you can email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. You can also go to theempowermentplace.org to look at our website and to drop your questions or comments there, and we will gladly respond to you. Again, Dr. Cheryl, we say thank you so much for joining our Empowerment Place family on this evening. I know that our listeners have truly been empowered by this dialogue.
Well, thank you so much. It is definitely my pleasure. And again, glory to God, and God bless each person, each and every person out there. And you can find me on Facebook too, Daryl Richards.
Amen. Amen. So, Father, we
and
thank
I look forward
you.
To
honor you
what's next with us. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Amen. Amen. No. Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right. Father, we thank you. We honor and praise you, God, for what you've done. Holy Spirit, thank you for the seeds that have been planted, the words from the dialogue. We thank you for the exponential growth that will come. We thank you that someone will acknowledge that they've made a mess and now want to make that mess magnificent and giving you glory. God, we thank you for what is to come. God, we thank you for the collaboration of the East and the West. God, we thank you that because of the likeness of Spirit, God, because of the oneness in you, Father, that we will do great exploits on your behalf. Father, we ask that you would bless each listener now and those who will listen later, oh God, and be glorified. Father, we thank you. We thank you that Cheryl, God, that you've enlarged your territory even in this conversation. We thank you for it, Father. We give you glory and we count this thing done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Listeners, join us again on next Sunday for another empowerment conversation. We've got some great guests coming up in the next few weeks, so you don't want to miss it. We love you. We say God bless and good night.
God bless you.